Yeah, the kitchen got the stove and the refrigerator and the sink and the dishwasher and then the pots and the pans and some groceries. And go to the pantry is on the other side is the kitchen and the closet there. We have a pantry there and we have a whole pantry down here.
What's the difference between the two?
Nah.
Keep any of the things?
Nah, I guess the house we've got. Must be 25 closets. Can't go to 100 years. But I bet there is, because we got, I mean, not even counting the storage walls. Might not be 25, but there's at least near about two to have a room. So the utility room got two, dining room got one, and the whole closet got one, and I lost count. But if I had a piece of paper and strike them off, I'd do it right here. Okay, utility got two, and the dining room got one, I mean the kitchen got one, then we go up the hall, we got one in the hall, and we got one around the corner. And then we go to my bedroom, we got one in there, and we got one in Joe's bedroom. Then we got two in Warren's room. Then we got a bathroom. Each bathroom's got one. That's three more. No, number 12. Oh yeah, I forgot about the guest room. It's got one, the 13.
13
closets.
What would you call this room here
now? Yeah, we call it the playroom. We get to make it more or less as a...
Yeah.
Somewhere to have a pool table and made it all in one big room. This room runs 20 by 28.
Yeah. Good.
Big one. Mm-hmm. It's good. Then we have a 4.5 by 9 pool table and storage. Not a storage wall, just kind of a shelf up there on the end, and then we had exposed beams and the V ceiling.
If you had a space between, let's say, the ceiling and the top of the house, what would you call that?
Oh, it's insulated. Some just call it the loft, like some call it. Just, I guess, ceiling space. But it's all insulated up there. Mm-hmm.
You ever hear it called an attic?
Attic.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I have heard.
Use that term around here?
Not too much. And where the attic would be big enough to have storage in it, probably. Because they just don't... This is not really big enough to have storage in it. But anybody who had an attic would be more or less have practically a room up there for storage.
Yeah. This has to be on one level. If you had a way to get down beneath here, what would, you know, the room beneath
or
this
the basement?
And how would you usually, how do most of them usually get down there?
I believe most of them have a stairway inside the house to go down to. But here we have a water problem and not very many houses go with basements. Because...
Is there any, I noticed most of the houses are up on, what do you call the things that are raised on?
Pillars and raised off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the older houses were raised at 4 and 5 feet. And, they called them dog trot houses. They had a...
Why is that?
Open hallway down the middle. And that just a dog could trot through. And so, you might go in the bustle house well, when you go at the dog trot house. And but a house built up like that, off the ground 4 and 5 feet, with the open hallway cooled itself. The air circulation. And then most of them were built high off the ground for coolers.
Did it have anything to do with pests, things like that?
Huh?
Anything to do with animals, pests?
Well, termites didn't bother them, because they stayed dry enough and 40 foot to ground, they wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And the timbers and everything was the pine, termite wouldn't bother that either. And really, a termite won't eat sappers.